Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me wherever you are joining me. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. Five-star ratings are appreciated. And if you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. Shout out to all the Spotify listeners. Shout out to all the listeners on Twitter, all the people on Facebook. We really do appreciate it. It's Thursday, and as we get set to kick off another week of football with Thursday night football, the Kansas City Chiefs are playing the Los Angeles. I was trying to make sure I didn't say it wrong. The Los Angeles Chargers. It's still weird to say Chargers, LA Chargers and LA Rams, although not as difficult to say LA Rams, because I remember back when the Rams used to be LA. Excuse me. Where the Rams used to be LA when I was a young kid. So it was easier to transition back to LA Rams. Not so easy to continue to try to transition to LA Chargers. But the Chiefs and the Chargers, they play tonight. And it's interesting, right? Because I keep hearing people refer to what's up, Coach JB? I keep hearing people refer to Justin Herbert as special. And they've said it, and every time they say it, I kind of stop. And it's not as if I'm cringing like, but I remember Justin Herbert at Oregon. And every time it was time to come up big, Justin Herbert was not there. In the NFL, where a guy that they claim can't throw the ball can elevate his team midway through the year, come in, take over a team that's heading towards a top 10 draft pick and turn them into a playoff team, and then run off consecutive playoff years back to back to back for a guy to come in to a team that they say, oh, well, you know, they're already good, but they may be topped out, and take a playoff team in his first year and turn them into a Super Bowl champion in a league where you get guys that can come in and turn the fortunes around of a team like that, where you get a Tom Brady that takes a top draft pick team, excuse me, or a middle-of-the-road first-round draft pick team, not a playoff team, and turns them into a Super Bowl champion, and then a team who is right on the cusp of the Super Bowl every single year. How is Justin Herbert special? So this is what I would love for people to tell me. Tell me in the chat. Leave a comment. If you're listening on social medias anywhere, leave me a comment. Tell me, what makes Justin Herbert special? What about Justin Herbert makes him special? Because I believe if someone is special, then they win, regardless. And everything that I've heard with Justin Herbert has been, everything that I've heard with Justin Herbert has been excuses. Hey, well, you know, the coach is this. And then, hey, well, he needs that. And, oh, well, when he gets this. If Justin Herbert needs everything to be perfect for him to achieve wins, then he's not special. Like, that's how it works. The guys who are special, they don't need every, like, say, people say what you want about Lamar Jackson. Compare his receiving core with Justin Herbert's receiving core. Compare the guys that he throws it to with the guys that Justin Herbert is throwing it to. And even if you want, look at Mark Andrews. What would Mark Andrews be without? What would he be without a Lamar Jackson type throwing him the ball? That's special. People try to say that the Ravens would be just as good if you let Huntley come in. Oh, well, you know, they put up yards with Huntley. Yeah, Huntley's great. He is a great quarterback, and I believe one who deserves a shot to be a starting quarterback somewhere. But he's not Lamar Jackson, because Lamar Jackson wins games. And at the end of the day, isn't that what the barometer should be? Not who puts up the flashiest stats. Not who puts up the flashiest stats. It should be who wins games. Like, that's the barometer. That's the period end. Who wins games? For me, that's how I look at things. Right? For me, not who collects the best win percentage, but who wins games. See, you can be on the team that wins as a quarterback and not be the reason that the team is winning. But nobody's going to say that when you're talking about Patrick Mahomes. Nobody's going to say that when you're talking about Lamar Jackson. Nobody's going to say that when you're talking about Josh Allen right now. Josh Allen is the reason they're winning games. He's probably going to be the reason they lose. Same with Patrick Mahomes. Same with Lamar Jackson. That's special. When you move the needle all by yourself, not because who you have with you. And by the way, the receiving core in Kansas City versus the receiving core in LA with the Chargers. Who you taking? I'm taking the Chargers. The receiving core as a full unit in Buffalo or the receiving core with the Chargers? Who you taking? I'm probably taking the receiving core with the Chargers. Yeah, I know Diggs is good, but the two guys that they have over there in LA, those two guys, I'll take those two guys over that one guy and whoever the second guy is going to be. Who, Gabriel? Like, nah, give me those two guys. The receiving core in Baltimore or the receiving core? Like, matter of fact, when we start doing the math on it, we start going down of proven receiving cores, like proven units of receivers. Receivers, tight end, running backs who catch out the backfield. Who has a better contingency than the LA Chargers? Like, right off of the top of your head, who can you say has a better group of guys than the LA Chargers immediately? When you add in receivers, a tight end, and the back out the backfield. Who would you say has a better crew? I see you. Who would you say has a better crew? Austin Eckler out of the backfield is one of the best in the NFL. They've got tight ends, two for sure. One's elite, or not elite, but one is a top tier receiving tight end. Then they got two dudes. Who else has that? Right? Who else has that? I'm starting to think New Orleans has a good bunch of guys, but, you know, You know, Carolina has a bunch of guys. The running backs, obviously, great out the backfield. They've got a couple receivers that are nice, but are they those dudes? I don't know. Yet every time I turn around, people are telling me how special Justin Herbert is. What makes special? Is it the accounting stats? Because when other people have great stats, you guys tell me stats don't matter. When other guys have great completion percentages, you tell me completion percentage doesn't matter. I'm asking out there in the world, you guys who are listening, you women who are listening. I don't know how many women are listening. Let's be real about it. But to all you guys that are out there listening, and women, if you are listening, somebody tell me, what makes Justin Herbert special? Let's just assume he's special. What's the distinguishing features that make him special? Is it arm strength? Because so many dudes in the NFL at quarterback have arm strength today. So is it arm strength? So many guys have arm strength. Is it accuracy? So many guys have accuracy. Is it the stats? At some point, the stats have to equal wins, right? To me, Justin Herbert is Matthew Stafford 2.0. Matthew Stafford's not special. He's not special. He needed to go to a team fully loaded that kept on adding free agents in the season in order to finally get the job done. And when it was the biggest moment, the Super Bowl, he played eh. He played eh. He played eh. He played all right. Now he gets the glory because that's what happens. Quarterbacks get the glory. But if we're being honest about who Matthew Stafford has been, he's been a quarterback who, with talent, has never been able to elevate a team to a legitimate contender in the playoffs every year. This dude had arguably one of the greatest talents in the history of the game at his disposal at wide receiver, along with Golden Tate and tight ends galore, and could not elevate that team to a playoff team. They blamed every coach. They blamed every coach. They got to get him more. They got to get him an offensive line. They got to get him. If they've got to get him all these things, then what makes him special? What does he elevate? Lamar Jackson's out there rolling with backup offensive linemen and running backs that they found off the street. Oompa Loompa's at wide receiver. They replace one 5'8 wide receiver with another 5'8 wide receiver. They replace one slow possession receiver with another slow possession receiver. Lamar's like, put whoever out here, let's go ball. They take away Tyreek Hill from Patrick Mahomes. They don't replace him with another Tyreek Hill-like. They replace him with cast off from other teams. He says, it don't matter. Let's go play ball. I know what makes them special. They are hard to kill. They are difficult to defeat. They don't worry about who's around them. They believe that if they are on the field, they're winning. And they back it up by dun, 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 winning. See, people always like mistake the win percentage of a quarterback for quarterbacks who win games. But when I ask you, what makes Justin Herbert special, when I ask you what makes a guy like this special, and you can't really tell me anything, then I have to question whether or not you know what special is. When I hear Max Kellerman's of the world say that Justin Herbert's special, and I know that the only thing he's going to talk about is his stats, then I also know probably not special. Do something. Do something that makes you special. They were looking at winning the division last year. They went from winning the division to looking at a wild card to not in the playoffs, because they could not beat the Raiders, who had gone through scandal, who had lost their top wide receiver, whose quarterback is only just decent to good, not supposedly special like Justin Herbert. Tonight is another barometer. On a Thursday night, you've got the scene to yourself. You're the only show in town tonight. You've got to go into Kansas City. You've got to go into Kansas City. You've got to go in there without Keenan Allen, supposedly. Is this just another game where you're going to get beat, but you're going to put up a bunch of stats and people are going to go, oh, well, if he had all of his wide receivers, this is going to make excuses for you? Because that's not special. I want to see special before I give someone a special designation. And I have not seen special with Justin Herbert yet. Every time they show stats of this dude, I mean, every time they show highlights of what this dude's doing, most of them are plays that any top-tier quarterback in the NFL can make. That any 15 and up quarterback, man, he's making some plays I see Jameis Winston make regularly, and nobody says a word about Winston being special. All they do is bring up the goofy stuff that he does because he's a character. Just his personality is different. That's who they try to compare. I mean, that's who they don't talk about. Some of the stuff that we see Justin Herbert doing, I see Jameis Winston doing all the time. Oh, on a run and just lasers one by three people. He's been doing that since he was a rookie. Go check the video. Jameis Winston is not to be played with. Last Sunday, when they got it popping, Jameis Winston was out there looking like all a bit of an MVP. He won't win it. Doesn't matter what type of season he has, right? But it's just weird to me. It's just weird to me that dude, Jameis Winston, especially now that, you know, he can see, finding ways to get wins. Yet Justin Herbert, who's special, with all of the weapons and all the talent that he has, record is meh. No playoffs. Somebody make it make sense, because it really doesn't to me. I'm looking forward to this game tonight. I really want to see. The spotlight is going to be on Justin Herbert. You have a marquee matchup with the best in the game across the aisle from you. What are you going to do? Ladies and gentlemen, that's Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. We do this thing a few times a week. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. 5-star ratings are appreciated. And if you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. Until next time, peace.